Blog Talk Radio. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Praise God for the new day.
Yes.
Great is thy gratefulness, O Lord God. In all heaven and all the earth, great is thy faithfulness. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the new day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And because the Lord, faithfulness is great. Is your faith exhibited? Is your faith elevated? Is your faith now? For the word says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh Lord God, great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Praise God. We send a shout out to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, Australia. And also we send a shout out to our local USA partners, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Los Angeles, Alabama, Puerto Rico, praise God. Atlanta, good morning, Atlanta, praise God. And a special good morning to our pastors, praise God, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, praise God. I also send a shout out to my wife, Sister Smith, this morning, praise God. To Pastor Carol, praise God, amen. Amen. To our ADM front line, God bless you this morning. Praise God. Amen. To the ADM family, oh, may the joy of the Lord be your strength on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. What a joyful morning. Another day that the Lord has made for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Special shout out to our Lord and God and the Holy Spirit this morning. Praise God. Amen. At this time, praise God, we're going to have our own Mother Jackson. Mother Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come. First of all, God, I have to give you honor. For Jesus Christ is the head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith and Sister Smith, and all of my sisters at ADM Ministry, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you, humbleness, we know how, God, once more. God, we just thank you just for a brand new day, another day's journey, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you how you kept us all last night and up to this point of day, God. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come over us, God. You didn't let a little boy, a robber break in, God, a murderer, God. So we have to say just thank you, God. We thank you this morning, God, because when you breathe on us, God, we begin to just move around, begin to open our eyes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And that's a miracle by itself, God. Oh, God, we begin to tell you just thank you. thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you're so good to us, God. We thank you, God, because you're so merciful to us, God. We thank you for your grace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for every ear that's tuned in this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, incredible. God, let us begin to just say thank you this morning, God. Just thank you, God, because you didn't have to breed them on us this morning, God. We thank you for being a mom and living and not the dead. Another opportunity to God to get it right with you. Another opportunity to repent, God, for the remission of our sins. Another opportunity, God, to just to say thank you in a special way, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the communication that we have with you, God. We thank you how you wrapped us up in your arm and just rocked us, God. Let us know how much you love us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, we lift our family members up to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue, continue to save, deliver, and set free, God. We thank you for peace, God. We speak in our home, God. We speak peace in our home, God. We peace honor in our homes in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you, God, God. We ask you, God, this day, God. Plead the blood of Jesus over everything is not like you, God. Everything is not like you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus even over the airways, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mouth, out of the boche. We plead the blood of Jesus over our head, kind of our shata. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift up every leader that it is, God. Oh, God, let them continue. Let them continue to cry out like never before, God. He called about Shaka like a trumpet, God. He called about Shaka in the mighty name of Jesus, God. He called about Shaka. Let us begin to the Lord Moshe war like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make us bold soldiers in you like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every leader that it is, God. Shana Moshe, that it is, God. We pray strength, because in the life and the bodies, God. We speak out of the motion. Continue to let them cry out like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Like never before, God. We lift up everyone in the old folks' home, God. Oh, God, continue to motion, God. To hold on to the hey, God. To hold on to the old elder people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to take care of them, God. In a special wake, in the name of Jesus, God, we just give you the glory this morning, God. Oh, God, we begin to bind up everything ain't like you, God. Even in the atmosphere, God. Everything ain't like you, God, this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory this morning. Like never before, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to wash us, God. Pulling our layers of the bullshit up defects, God. Like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. When we look back out of the bullshit, where we came from, we ought to be so grateful out of the bullshit, God. But we say thank you this morning, God. We may not be all that we need to be, God. But God know the bullshit, God. But thank you, God, we are not what we used to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue, God, to open our ears, hallelujah, God. Our eyes that we may see, hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We call on you this morning in the name of Jesus, God, because we realize power's in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for healing, hallelujah, God. You said by your stripes we'll heal, God. So let us begin to thank God. Thank God for our healing, hallelujah, God. In a mighty way, God, we thank you this morning, God. He called the Moshe, even for the babies that are sick, God. He called the Moshe, God. We thank you for healing them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We have so much to thank God. So much, he called the Moshe. When we get up out of our time of our bed, we need to begin to shake out and begin to praise God and give him the glory. He didn't have to do it for you this morning, but he did. Nothing we did so good was not the Moshe, but it was Jesus, God, of the Moshe. It was Jesus that shook us this morning. It was Jesus that breathed upon us this morning. It was Jesus that kept us in God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, God. We thank you for pulling down every stronghold. We thank you for breaking every chain in our life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to humble ourselves before you, God. Because of and our leaders, God, of God. Oh, God, help us this morning, God, to get in line with you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep us on that narrow and kind of way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God. Oh, God, don't let us go to my side. Don't let us get off the track, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, be kind of God. Be kind of God. Oh, God, we ask this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. That you have your divine way, God. Heal the emotion, God. Arrest us with the Holy Ghost, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. That we can live right. He comes to the emotion and holiness, God. That we can think like you, God. He comes to the emotion, God. That we can love like you, Jesus. Oh, God, we have the emotion. We call on you, God. Let us continue to lean on you like never before, God. Let the emotion, God. Oh, God, let our trust die daily. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you, God. Because you've been so good to us, God. You have made ways out of no ways, God. You have healed our bodies. Oh, God, in the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we bind a rebellious spirit out of the Moshe, Moshe, in the name of Jesus, God. Out of the Moshe, up under the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Because of the Moshe, in the name of Jesus, God. Bind everything up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Release your Lord, Holy Spirit, God. Release your Lord, shine your Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every man that is here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them come vulnerable in you, God, like never before, God. Let them begin to pray, God, until they are shake down, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them be vulnerable in our household, God. Let them begin to walk in the Roboche in you, God, and begin to pray like never before, God. Oh, God, become the Roboche, God. Let them yield to your Holy Spirit, God, and let the other Robo have his way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to let us push like never before, God. Push, I the Roboche. I the Roboche. Push like never before, God. Out of our side. Oh, God, let the conquer the most, God. Continue to save, God. Continue to draw people near to you like never before, God. Oh, God, let the most, God. And let us go out and witness, God. Tell them the goodness about you, Jesus. Let them know the Economoshe is not too late. Economoshe. Let them tell them, you're still saved, Economoshe. You're still healing. You're still making a way out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us tell them, Economoshe loves you. In a mighty, decodable way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to go into the old folks' home, God. Love on them, Economoshe. Let them know that they are not all alone in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep on obeying your perfect will, God, that we will do your perfect will in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you and we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. And God, obeying back over to you, Pastor Smith. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, Rabashandara. Glory, hallelujah. Holding on, holding on, holding on. Help us, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Help us to hold on, Lord God. Help us to hold on until our chains, till our chains come, Lord God. Oh, praise your holy name. Oh, praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And we say, yes, Lord. We say, yes to your will. Yes to your way. This morning, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Come in the midst right now, Holy Spirit. Saturate our heart. Saturate our mind. Saturate our thought process. Change us. Increase our territory, Lord God, in you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, take us out of our comfort zone and move us, Lord God, into alignment and position that you can use us, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. That you can use us, Lord God. Change our mind, Lord God. Our thought process. Do it right now, Lord Jesus. Only you, Lord God, oh glory, hallelujah, can do it, oh God. We're calling on you, Father. Change us. Do it right now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Spiritually, change us, oh God. Take us to a higher level. Take us to deeper depths in you, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Take our minds, Lord God, to where you would have them to be, oh God. That's in you, Lord God. Lord, we know that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. And we say yes, Lord. We say yes, Holy Spirit, to your will, to your way. Lead, teach, guide us. Even now, hallelujah. Do it, Lord God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Yerobosanda. Yerebosa. Yerebosanda. Yerebosata. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And the thing about it, Lord God, we can't thank you enough. Oh, praise God. You deserve it all, Lord God. All the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Move right now, Holy Spirit. Move over this land. Move over your people, Lord God. Move over our leadership, Lord God, in this country. God, move over, Lord God. Those areas, Lord God, of devastation, oh God. Rebuild lives, oh God. Heal people today, Lord God. Save them today. Do it, Holy Spirit. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your perfect will and have your perfect way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah. God, we yield to you. We ask that you come in right now. Have total access in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you take the wheel, Lord God, in our lives. We yield it to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then use us, Lord God, for your purpose. Use us, Lord God, for your kingdom. Use us on today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Mother, that was such a beautiful, beautiful prayer. Anointed prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Touch my soul. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Amen. And I had a question this morning, saints. I had a question that I want you to think over. What has God done seriously and purposely in your life that you understood that he was God? Praise God. Because we know it's a process. Faith without works is dead. But now faith, praise God. When we operate in the now faith, praise God, God moves. Things happen. Praise God. Well, what has God done to make you realize that he is who he say he is? I am that I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about that one. Praise God. And I'm quite sure, praise God, that you can probably come up with several answers. Praise God. Amen. But anything God has done good is good. Amen. Praise God. He says what he made is good and very good.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So, you know, as he made us, I really do believe individually, God broke the mold. Praise God. We are his children, the sheep of his pasture. We are his masterpiece. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know that we are God's masterpiece and that he loves us? Loves us so. No matter what. No matter what. Praise God. He loves us so. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen. We're going to move a little bit further, praise God, in the program. And we're going to ask our own prophetess, Pastel.
Amen.
And she would come and give us some words, some nuggets of encouragement from the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Prophetess Pastel, good morning. Amen. You're tuned in, prophetess. You're tuned in. Amen. Praise God. Prophetess. Amen. Praise God. I just had a little bit from Amen. Praise God. About Naaman, praise God. And basically, you know, it was dealing with obedience. Amen. You know, Naaman was a soldier, amen, from the army of Syria, and he was a mighty soldier, a mighty warrior, praise God. But he had one flaw, amen, praise God, physical flaw. He was a leper, amen, praise God. And we know that leprosy was an unclean thing about the flesh, praise God.
Amen.
And above all that he wanted to be cleansed of that leprosy. So he went to the king of Israel and asked for a letter because it was suggested that, you know, he go to, praise God, the king of Israel, praise God, and asked to be healed through his king, praise God. So Naaman took the letter, and he went down to Israel, praise God. He presented it, amen, to the king. And the king read the letter, and the king became perplexed, confused, because he's saying, who am I that I can say such and such, or I can heal, or I can do this, or I can do that. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But then the king realized, amen, praise God, that he had one of his servants come and say, hey, O king, oh, you've got a man here, you've got a prophet here, amen, praise God, in this city that will come over, praise God, and work the miracle. Praise God. So then what happened then was the king gave the letter back to Naaman and told Naaman to take, amen, praise God, the letter over to the prophet. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, you can imagine about this time, you know, Naaman is probably thinking, "Or, you know, I don't think these people could help me. Amen, praise God. Why am I being, you know, jerked around?" If my king sent to his king, that should settle the matter. I just want to be healed. Amen.
Amen.
So anyway, he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Now, brother went down there prepared. Amen. I imagine he was going to buy his healing. Amen. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, okay? And then, you know, we're going to skip down a little bit there. And actually, the king tore his clothes because of that. He said, am I God to kill and to make alive that this man, praise God, amen, that this man, praise God, will send words to me to cure a man of his leprosy. Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me. And this is the king, praise God, of Israel, talking about the king of Syria. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And before I move on right quick and turn it over to the prophetess, prophetess, we ask that you push one to key in. Well, anyway, Naaman was sent down to the prophet, Elisha. Amen. So Elijah gave Naaman some words of instruction. And it was just like some of us, we get words of instruction, praise God, and we decide that we got a better idea, so we decide we're going to go ahead on and do what we want to do. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
So when God gives us something, at times we do the same thing. We act like we don't hear him.
Amen.
We act like we're afraid of him.
Amen.
And we just act like we're disobedient.
Amen.
Because we can't have our way. Praise God.
Amen.
But Naaman went on down to Elijah anyway. And Elijah gave him an instruction. Look, I tell you what you do. Matter of fact, Elijah didn't even come to the door of his house. He sent word through his servant to tell Naaman, you go down to the Jordan and you dip 7 times that you be healed. Oh, this infuriated Naaman. Like, this man don't even have the audacity to come to the door and answer and tell me himself. So what am I going through? Amen. See, this is a block of instruction where we have to learn something here, a check on learning. Amen. Sometimes we have to be a little bit patient. Amen. Because our time is not God's time, and God's time is not our time. Praise God. But we have to be a little bit patient. Amen.
Amen.
So anyway, Naaman left angry. Amen. Very angry. And so his servant came to him and said, look, did the man of God give you instructions that you should go do something? And he said, yeah. He said, well, why don't you go do that?
Amen.
So Naaman thought about it. He said, okay. So he went on down to the Jordan, dipped 7 times. Lo and behold, the leprosy was healed. Praise God. See, sometimes it's just that simple. God gives us a simple word. Amen. Praise God. And when we're disobedient, we miss that simple word. We miss that blessing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So I say this. Let us learn to not be disobedient, especially when it comes to our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Because he has special blessings in store for us. Amen. Praise God. So just a little bit of check on learning. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Disobedience or obedience is better than sacrifice. I turn it over now to our prophetess, Pastel. God bless you. Well, it looks like we're having some technical difficulties. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
With the prophetess. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So until she jumps in, we're going to move on just a little bit further. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
And let me go back to Naaman. Amen. Praise God. Because a lot of us, we miss what God has for us. Praise God. Because we want to be disobedient or we want to do things our way. Amen.
Amen.
But we got to learn to do things God's way. Amen.
Amen.
Remember the little tidbit I gave you about don't buck the system of God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When we buck the system, we lose out on our blessings. Amen.
Amen.
When we buck the system. So, really, saints, We've got to buckle down.
Amen.
We've got to buckle down. Amen.
Yes.
And follow, amen, the directions that God has for us. Amen. His way is the only way, amen, that works. Any other way, praise God, is none and void. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Prophetess, are you there yet? Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So moving right along, we thank God. We thank God for the day. We thank
Amen.
God for his word.
Amen.
We thank God for everything that he does for us and the
Amen.
Favor
Amen.
That he bestow upon us each and
Amen.
Every day. And I tell you, I just want to operate in the overflow blessings of God, the overflow
Amen.
Favor
yeah.
of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God. See, it's my intentions, amen, praise God, to serve God
Amen.
And no other God, praise God. As for me and my house,
yeah.
we're going to serve the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's no
Amen.
Other way to go. Amen. For time
Amen.
Is getting short and winding
yeah.
down.
Praise yes,
God.
It is. Amen.
And we don't know the day nor the hour, praise God, when the Lord will come back for us, his own.
Amen.
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 But we must work. We must fight. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Until he comes back.
Amen.
We must be about our Father's business.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, I tell you, this time, amen, praise God, we're going to have our own pastor and prophet, amen, to come and give us some words, amen, of encouragement. Give us some words, amen, prophetic. To sharpen our lives on today. God bless you,
Amen.
Pastor.
God bless everyone this morning. You know, Pastor Smith is just really awesome to where you're sending. My soul, you know, begin to, I just begin to rejoice and hear the things that you are saying. And the prayer that Mother Jackson, it's really, I sit back and just really smile because, you know, you guys, and I was just telling First Lady, you are not coming from yourself. You are coming from your spirit. Your prayer, your worship, your exaltation. Even the words that you are saying, even now is coming from your spirit because that's the place that where God has the body at right now. That's the place, the season that we are at right now to where God is bringing things that was, you know, we used to get by with. We can't get by with it no more. And God bringing things in order. And he's not just talking about in order in the church, in order in our own personal life. He's just basically squeezing because there's certain realms in the spirit that God want to take his people and want to give you access. But God, on the, you know, but God is not going to give us access to certain things if we are, you know, we got some a lot of defiled ways and defiled issues that is inside of us. That's why it's very important for men and women and different ones. We have to know ourselves. Let's better ourselves. We know things that is preventing us, is stopping us from doing the different things that we need to do to achieve or fail in life. It's like this here, you know, if you're a businessman or businesswoman, would you appreciate somebody to come on your job anytime they feel like it and you paying them? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you appreciate when you don't have rules and different things set up in your place of establishment, but they come and do anything that they feel like doing, and they expect to get a check at the end of the week? I wonder how long that individual is going to last with you. How long that individual is going to set up with you, especially if you, the CEO, or you, the CO, and what you're trying to do, you're trying to expand your business or expand your financial life or expand different things. And you know, in the midst of expansion, some things, how you started, you cannot continue the way you're going to have to adapt. Because it's like this here. You might start it with 3 customers, but now you're going to expand it to 300 customers. You cannot operate the same like you operated with the 3 customers. Your value done increase. So this is what God is trying to tell the body. Your volume is increasing, and now your operation, or how you trying to operate when you wasn't in an increased place, you know, and it's contaminating your increased place. So in other words, you are stopping your own growth in your life, and you are stopping your own production that God has for you in your life. That's a terrible thing to where we allow our ways, we allow ourselves to stop enhancing us. Many of us, we jump, we hop, we get caught up into these. That's why I'm so wrapped up in God, not wrapped up into a story. I'm wrapped up in God because we get caught up expanding your territory. God is increasing. God is doing this. Yes, he really is, but at the end of the day, he cannot increase an individual and still have a mindset of a $2 bill.
Amen.
Let me say that again. He cannot increase an individual that has a mindset of a $2 bill, but yet you have a desire of a $20,000 a month.
Amen.
So something got to change. The operation got to change. Our discipline, not in the church. Our discipline first going to show in our own personal life. Then it will manifest in other areas in our life that we are connected to, like the church, like your assignments or projects that you are doing, like different crafts or different things you like to get your hand into to do. It doesn't start in your assignment or in your project. Discipline doesn't start in your local church. Discipline doesn't start in your local activities that you decide to do. Discipline starts in your home, in your own personal life. So if God cannot have order in your own personal life, how in the world do you expect God to expect? My God, I feel like preaching this morning, but y'all got some. Listen, I'm in a place with God right now. You know, so how do you expect for God to do something inside, do something on the outside where the inside still got a lot of mess going on? But yet I want God to do a new thing. And God say, no, you need to clean up the old thing so I can do a new thing. I want to give y'all this crumb. I'm going to give you this crumb, then I'm going to leave it alone. I want to give you this crumb, then I'm leave it alone, because this is God been my spirit been in a place with him, and he been talking to me, and I don't want to get too deep into this. I'm going to get deep into this for empowerment leader service this Sunday at this Sunday in the you know, at 10 a.m. So all leaders, all different ones, you know, this Sunday is empowerment. I want you to be there. I want to give you a little call. Holy Spirit was sharing with me. Listen, Holy Spirit was sharing with me a couple of things. First thing, you have your destiny. Your destiny is your direction. You set up your destiny. You set up the direction of your destiny. Your purpose is given by God. You don't give your purpose. God give you your purpose. Amen? And if We can have a destiny. If you have an undisciplined destiny, it is a destiny that is not going to reach its potential to success. We have, if you're not disciplined in your direction of your destiny, you will never find your purpose. Your destiny is designed to help you to find your purpose. Let me help some of you right now. I want to help a lot of you internationally. Well, your destiny. Say, for instance, you want to be a doctor. Say, for instance, you want to be a doctor. So your destiny or your desire to go and be a doctor, you begin to do different things to achieve that goal. So right then, your destiny is on a path to be a doctor. But is that your purpose or not? You don't know that until you reach the end at your destiny. You got to complete the destiny to understand if that's my purpose. So now you don't complete your doctorship. You got your doctor degree. You're in your practice of being a doctor. You find out that it's not like you expected, so you don't have the passion or the love for it. So guess what? That is not your purpose. Anything pertaining to your purpose ain't gonna produce a baby that called passion. My God.
Amen.
So now you decide to try another career or try another destiny path. So you say, well, I got to be a motivated speaker. So now you begin to do different things for you to equip yourself to be that motivated speaker. So now you come to the point to where now you are a motivated speaker. Guess what? You feel like you love being a motivated speaker. Nobody don't have to tell you to get up in the morning. Nobody don't tell you how to prepare yourself. Nobody don't have to tell you to do anything. Why? Because now you're beginning to walk not in your destiny no more, but in your purpose. Your destiny helped you to find your purpose. Now when you walk into your purpose, you are producing passion. And when you produce passion, they'll look at you and call you a workaholic. It ain't I'm a workaholic or you're a workaholic. I'm working in my passion. And when I walk into my passion, I'm walking into my assignment. And when I'm walking into my assignment, I'm walking into the will of God. And I want to share this with you. I'm going to get on off the air. When your destiny lines up with your purpose, when your destiny lines up with your purpose, you will produce a baby that called vision. Let me get off of here. God bless each and every one of you. My God.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you what. Amen. A mouthful and a half, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Did you hear what he said, Saints? You got to develop a passion. Amen. And that's what we have to develop in serving God. A passion in our individual, praise God, relationship with God. Amen.
Man.
Talking about our destiny in alignment. Praise God. It has to line up. It has to line up. Praise God. It's just like you get a new plant and it grows, and you get all these offshoot little growths on there that really not helping the plant. You know what you got to go and do? You got to go and you got to prune that thing. You got to cut away those little branches, the little twigs that's causing the plant to stunt its growth. Praise God. Amen. That's what he's talking about. All of that junk, all of that mess in our lives. And that's all of us. Praise God. We have to cut it out. We have to prune it off. Amen. Like fuller's fire. We have to burn it off. Praise God. Amen. And when we allow that process, amen, to continually take place, oh, praise God. You're talking about perfecting of the saints. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Amen, Pastor. I tell you what, I just so enough appreciate that. Amen. Praise God. If I didn't get anything else out of giving God the praise this morning, I got something out of that.
Amen.
Getting a passion for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Everything that we do coming into alignment and allowing it to come into alignment, for that is our mission. Praise God. And when we get all these little missions and get them all into alignment in an integrated effort, we can see how God will use us on a daily basis. Praise God. I hope something has been said this morning, praise God, to you, you, and you, praise God, that would encourage you, praise God, to acquire that special, special passion in serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, come on back tonight at 7 p.m. Amen. I don't know if we're going to have a drive-by, what we're going to have, but we're going to have something coming from Mother Helen. Praise God. So you come on back and be blessed of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Develop that passion. Develop that passion in serving God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again at 7 p.m. tonight. May the Lord love you, and so do I.
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser.